Emma used her phone's speaker feature, allowing the officers to listen to Clark's status report.
We're in the van.
Clark's voice was muffled, with a humming sound in the background.
The van's rocking from side to side. I think we're on a mountain road, maybe in Santa Cruz Mountains. We can't see outside. There's no windows.
Cracking and crunching sounds were coming through the phone. Clark was moving around in the van.
It's pitch black in here. I'm using the light on my phone. There's a partition so we can't see the driver. I don't think Jay knows we're in here.
One of the officers instructed, "You two need to disembark from the vehicle as soon as possible."
We will.
The pitch of Clark's voice was much higher than normal.
As soon as the van stops, we'll jump out. Oh, I took a picture of the van's license plate. Emma, I'm sending it to your phone.
A moment later, Emma shared the image of the license plate with one of the officers. Clark continued.
It's hard to move around in here. It's cluttered with lots of cables and electronic stuff. There are stacks of manuals. Charlie, stand up. Move over there and look at those manuals. Pull yourself together.
One of the officers cut in. Clark, we've dispatched pursuit cars using your phone's coordinates. When the van stops, exit the vehicle. Clark continued her status report.
I'm taking a few snapshots of the equipment. Don't know what all this stuff is.
Charlie was saying something, barely audible. Her voice intermittently cut out.
Amazing! Can't believe! Manuals! You need to...
Charlie had found something important in the pile of manuals.